sees that he has some responsibilities. Amen. And suddenly he becomes, excuse me, suddenly he is someone who would look up to him and follow in his footsteps. And it appears that before the sun, he was going in his own direction. But he turned around and headed in the right direction. Praise God. You look, you say, I'm trying to get through this as quick as I can. Praise God. That sounds to me. You know what that sounds to me when we change direction?
Yeah.
Praise God. Somebody tell me what that sounds to me when we change direction. That sounds like repentance.
Yes, sir.
Praise
yes,
God.
Sir.
In other words, you're walking in one direction.
Yeah.
Praise God. When you get the Lord on your side, you're going in an opposite direction.
Yeah.
In the military, it means to do an about face.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. It means to do an about face.
Yeah.
So if you're walking in one direction and you give your life to Christ, you ought to do an about face. Praise God. And go in the other way.
Yeah.
Praise God. So the first thing we find that if we to walk with God is to go in God's direction.
Good, Pastor. Good, man.
Don't go in the direction of your professor. Don't go in the direction, praise God, of someone else who might be of some influence in society. It means to go in God's direction. But the second thing that it means to live by faith. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, neighbor. Hey, you must have some faith. In your life. Look what Hebrew, I'll read it again. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. It says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had a testimony.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. What is your testimony today?
Yes.
He had a testimony, and the testimony was that he pleased God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Wait, we got so many people running around here trying to please every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the world. He pleased God. Praise God. See, and they went on to say, but without faith. Talked about the fact that he had faith, and his faith pleased God. Then he go ahead to finish it. But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to please God, turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
If you want to please him, you got to have some faith. Yeah, you see, faith that God exists, that God is good. That faith is something. Let me. That's why I tag this being a godly father in an ungodly world. Because, praise God, you see, when we have faith, amen, that we have faith that our children have the potential of becoming great, praise God, at God's hand, amen. We have the faith that God will take better care of them than we can take care of them. I thought I might throw that in, praise God.
Yeah.
With all of the school shootings that we have had in the United States, praise God, the most freest country in the world, the most highest technological.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
Until redeeming,
God with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual warfare broadcast. In an
but when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
up to me.
That's what
as evangelists, one of them takes you further.
You were born in a manger.
Saints, I want to reiterate the fact that I just spoke. And we can't walk like the world. We don't fight like the world. And we don't do the works of the kingdom by walking, talking, and acting like the world. We live in a world where there's evil spirits. And the sooner we realize this, the better we can fight. You know, this is a spirit world. And as we walk in the flesh, we have to realize that this world is ruled by spirits. And a lot of people don't understand the spirit world. They don't understand that this world is spirit. It's spiritual in a way. And we see when Paul tells us that we can't walk in the flesh, and we can't battle the enemy, you know, with knives and bullets and guns. You know, the battle that we fight is a spiritual one. And it can only be fought with supernatural weapons. We know when we speak of anything of God and his kingdom, we're dealing with spirits. Because God himself is a spirit. We also know that everything has a spirit. The devils, demons, Satan, they are spirits. And they are evil spirits. They're just not spirits, but they're evil spirits. And we have to understand, you know, that this is what we're fighting. We're fighting against evil spirits. So in this lesson, we will talk about, number one, we'll talk about walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. We're going to be talking about our war is against evil spirits. And we're going to be talking about, we're going to look at some of these evil spirits. We're going to talk about them, and we're going to be looking at some of these evil spirits that we must wage war against. We're going to look at some of these spirits right now, and we're looking at the spirit of vexation. And I don't know, but not too many people. I remember when I was growing up, and they used to say you was vexed. People would say that, well, I'm just vexed. I'm vexed by the devil, and I'm vexed by certain people. And I just would wonder, well, what are they talking about? I'm vexed. But we know that we have a perfect opportunity every day of our lives to be vexed by people or something during the course of the day. We have that opportunity. We have our opportunity to sin and to do evil and to be consumed by these demons and devils. We need to make a practice every day to identify what it is that's attacking us and find out in the Word of God, you know, how we can get it away. We can only get this stuff away through spiritual means, because we know that the word of God is power, and Satan is already defeated. This is what we have to know, saints. In order to get rid of vexation, the spirit of vexation, because it is a spirit, we're going to have to use the power of the Word of God. And vexation means being vexed, irritation, annoyance. You know, what can cause us to be vexed? We know it's many things during the course of a day that could cause us to be vexed. You know, a rebellious child, you know, that's contrary, disobedient, hard-headed, you know, following the ways of the world, a lying spirit, cheating, stealing. All these things can bring you to your knees when your children are doing these type of things. So a rebellious child is one of those things that can cause vexation. You know, I'm just talking about common everyday things that we face every day of our life. What about rush hour traffic? You know, being cut off in traffic. People riding on the back of your bumper, you know. You're cut off from the next turn. Somebody's riding on the side of you and jumping in front of you, and they're turning in the same place that you're turning. That's one that always gets me when they do that type of thing. You know, when you see people texting down the highways, you know, on their phone doing text messages, and they half looking and half not looking, almost to run into you. You know, when you see people acting like phone operators on the telephone, you know, riding on the highways, and you see people that's like they in a beauty contest putting makeup on at the stoplights, and they don't even see the lights and change. You got to blow your horn to get them to move. These are some of the things that can cause you to be vexed. And I'm telling you, vexation means to be, it means irritation and annoyance. These things can annoy you to the last. People say you're getting on my last nerves. Well, they can annoy you to where you think that they're getting on your last nerves. And we have somebody that cuts you off in traffic, and they shoot this extended finger at you, you know, and you want to respond in kind to just shoot that finger right back, but you can't do that because this is evil spirits. All these things are evil spirits operating in people. See, I'm not talking about operating in animals and stuff. This is people that evil spirits will come through and work through. Satan don't work through animals and stuff. He worked through people because he get great results when he worked through people. And this is just a few things Satan will unloose on you. This is a spirit that's sent by the devil, and it's sent to break you down, you know, to wear you down, to cause complete disruption in your life. So what happens when you, you're distracted? You stop reading your Bible a lot. You stop doing that a lot. You know, every time you look up, you're so distracted. You get the Bible out, then you put it back because you're too distracted to read. You stop praying. You get on your knees and you find yourself thinking about what just happened. Or what happened 2 days ago or 3 days ago? Satan got you already tripping out. You know, you talk about your problems. You know, you do more talking about them instead of praying about them. You talk about them. Every time you get on the phone, you're talking about these problems. Well, that's not what God told us to do. He tells us to bring everything to him in prayer and let your requests be known unto him. With prayer and supplications. That's how we're to deal with our problems. You know, all Satan wants to do is to cause us to stop or block our relationship with God. That's his whole intention. You know, it says that his whole job is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You know, these are spiritual things that we're not aware of. They're spirits that's in these things, and we're not aware of them. We don't know that they're spirits. And these spirits are evil, you know, and they are meant to steal, to steal your joy, to steal your peace, to steal your comfort, you know, and your place in the Spirit of God. That's what they come to steal. They come to steal your place in God. And all these things are spirits. We have the spirit of defeat, you know. The church live in a defeated position, a broken position. God wants this church to walk on a different plane. He wants us to crush the heads of the enemy. That's our position. That's how we're supposed to walk. We're to walk on serpents. That's how we crush the head of the enemy, you know. This is what we're supposed to do. And in every situation that we find ourselves in, we're to walk on top of that devil and that demon and put him out, cast him out. That's what we're supposed to do. We have victory over all the power and the works of the devil. And we find that in Luke 10 and 19. We have victory over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Saints of God, it is Satan and his cohorts of evil that's defeated. We are not defeated. You know, we have been given power through Jesus, and we find that in Colossians 2, 13 through 15. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath he quickened together.